Greetings to each one this morning, and welcome each one to this part of the service. We've heard a lot of good things already today, and as appreciated too the song service very much and the thoughts that were shared. I would like to begin this morning with just a little story in the last part of the Gospel of John. We have Jesus talking to his closest disciples there, and he was talking to Peter, and he says this, in verse 18, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and thou walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thine hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, "Follow me." Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, "Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee?" Peter seeth him, saith to Jesus, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" Jesus saith unto him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me." And I believe that's a message for us today. Today, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Today we often look at other people and decide, and sometimes our focus isn't where it should be. But Jesus says the same thing to us today. Follow thou me. And I think we can see how it's going to go through with that. In our Sunday school lesson, we have this morning, chapter 10, we have this verse in verse 6 where it says, "And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam and Ashtaroth, the gods of the Syrians, the gods of the Sidon, the gods of Moab, the gods of the children of Ammon, the gods of the Philistines, and forsook the Lord and served him not." You know, there were a lot of gods that the children of Israel turned away to serve. And this they did by choice. And we also have how they turned back to God. But by choice, they served away, and then they suffered the consequences of it. The children of Israel's history is a very, very variegated and up and down kind of story. And the thing I would like to look at this morning is back in the time between the testaments, when Israel was again dispersed and or under captivity. And there was a law came from the king that they were not to practice any of their Jewish customs. They were not to circumcise their boys. They were not to give sacrifices to God, but they were commanded to give sacrifices to the king, pagan sacrifices. And they were not to do any of the things that their law commanded. And they were to substitute instead pagan worship, and that was a commandment, and they were going to die if they didn't follow this thing through. And many of them said, "We will not do it," and they died. There was one family, one father especially, that his name was Matthias or something along that line, and he had sons, and he was a strong man, and he went to... the temple was there, and they desecrated the temple by offering things on it that were not supposed to be unclean beasts and so on, and to the king. The father of this family, the inspector was there, and he was to see that the king's laws were being obeyed, and he said, "We are not going to do it." And there was a Jewish man right at that time that came to offer a pagan sacrifice. And he literally went up and killed the man. He killed the inspector. And he said, and he called Israel to follow him and to do what is right. And he really inspired a zeal for the Lord and fought many battles and won many of them. But eventually he died and he passed the seed on to his son. And Judas especially, Judas the Maccabees, was especially efficient and a diligent leader and was able to inspire many people to serve the Lord in a very difficult time. And it was a time when Israel had not chose to serve other gods, but they were commanded to. It was a little different than what it was here in Judges. And some of them showed their strength and their resolve with their zeal for the Lord in this way. Well, toward the end of Judas's life, there was a great big battle. The kings would continually try to force them into submission to serve their pagan gods, and Judas would his army, his people were afraid and was diminished, and it was down to he just had 800 left, and he was killed in that battle then. But through this in this very difficult time, they had, while Judas was living, they had restored the temple. They had restored the temple worship. They were trying to live for the Lord, and were very zealous of doing what was right. And in this time, there was a group of people that came under much influence, and they were also very interested in serving the Lord, and they instituted many things that were to help Israel. And one of those things was the I don't know if I can say the Jewish word for it, but the Shemi, where it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord," "The Lord our God is one Lord. He is the Lord of all," something along that line. They would say that on their deathbed. They would say it, they would teach it to their children to say the last thing at night before they went to bed. This was their nighttime prayer. They would say it in greetings. And this was something that became a very big part of their life. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." And by this, they were determining never to fall into any kind of idolatry. They had very many rules about the Sabbath day. The Sabbath was a holy day to them, and they wanted to make it a day of worship and holiness and of sanctification. They were very, very diligent about almost every aspect of Jewish life. They had a lot of interpretations in addition to Scripture. There was a group, the priesthood was contaminated there in the temple, and they wanted to reform them and make it godly and so on. But just read a little paragraph here. It says, "The aim and the object of the law are the training of man to its full realization of his responsibility to God and to the consecration of life by the performance of his manifold duties that one is called to. Every morning and evening, the Jews take both upon himself upon reciting the Shema. The Torah preaches, 'Take upon yourselves the yoke of God's kingdom. Let the Fear of God, be your judge, your arbitrator, and deal with one another according to the dictates of love. And this is one thing that they were very conscious of, and they strove to do in a very definite way. The ethics are based on the principle, be holy as the Lord your God is holy. This is something that they were aware of, and this is something that they were striving to do. Nothing could be more loathsome than hypocrisy to this group of people. Whatever good a man does, he should do it for the glory of God. This is information that I took from a Jewish encyclopedia. And then finally, they had a lot of details about the